This is Digital Sales Podcast, a podcast where you get tips, tools, and listen to conversations around digital selling with sales, marketing, and business leaders to help you grow your pipeline and close more deals. And I'm your host, Emmanuel Ejike. Welcome to Digital Sales Podcast. My name remains Emmanuel Ejike. I'm your friend and your host. Today on the podcast, I've got a very important personality. So I'm going to be interviewing my boss today. His name is Paul Fo. Now, for those of you who do not know Paul Fo is the number one sales coach in Africa and beyond. He's trained a lot of people, thousands of salespeople around Africa and Dubai, Ghana, call it different part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and I will be talking to him today. He's also entrepreneur, a transportation entrepreneur. So he just released his latest book. That's his seventh book. He has written seven books. The latest book called Irresistible. We'll be talking about that in the course of the show. And I will be interviewing him today. And I have to say, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Manuel. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be in your podcast.
I feel very happy. It's all good. So let me start with this question. So I know that sometimes you listen to music. So what type of music do you like to listen to? Let me start this way.
I'm currently loving a band called Maverick City.
Maverick City.
Yes, it's a acoustic gospel band based in Atlanta.
Wow.
Atlanta, Georgia. Great band. Yeah, so that's what I'm loving right now.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So let's go into the business. So let's talk about the latest book,
yeah.
Right? When I knew that something was on the fire, right?
Yeah.
But when the name came out, Irresistible, I felt like I never knew that there was something coming up. Like,
yeah,
the name was so attention-grabbing. Like, yeah, I feel like, oh, I need to read this book, Irresistible. And I was thinking, does it have to do with the content? Why the title Irresistible?
When you say you cannot resist somebody or something, right?
Yes.
It means the thing has so much power.
Sure.
So the idea of the book is that to make you the entrepreneur or the salesperson, when you're around a client, they have no choice but to buy from you or like you.
Mm.
That's why I say irresistible, and I put the subtitle, how to attract, retain, and multiply customers that pay you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's very attention grabbing. Okay, so let's talk about, because I know that one of the things that you talked about in the book is content creation.
Good.
You know, how to get your digital assets and, mm-hmm, okay, to be everywhere, content creation. So you talk about content creation a lot, and I know you've been so consistent in creating content. Yes. How do you do it? Can you just share?
First of all, this is 2021, right?
Yeah.
Throughout 2020, I created content every day. Every single day.
Wow.
7 days a week. Every day. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I follow you and you don't just post once in a day. You post constantly.
Multiple times.
Yes.
And every day.
And this is something a lot of people are struggling to post once a day. In fact, if they post once a day, they are comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you create, is there any strategy you use? How do you come up with content ideas and go ahead and create the content?
I think one thing is, I found out that fundamentally, I like to share.
Okay.
I like to give.
I get it.
You get me? So I read a lot.
I get it.
So because of that, it's not like I just love to. Fundamentally, I love to give.
I get it.
So because of that, and there are two things playing there. I love to give and I love to research and read. So when you combine those two, once I learn something new,
you push.
I want to share.
Wow.
So I guess that's why my content is so consistent.
So in other words, you want to give more, you have to seek for more.
Awesome. So is that the equation?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. That's very nice. So let's talk about it now. Content.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people, I don't know which side of the divide you are. Is it quantity over quality?
That's a million dollar question. But it's obvious I'm in the quantity, but I'm in the quality quantity end of the spectrum.
Mm.
And because if you only give quality content, I was coaching somebody the other day, and the woman said to me that, Paul, you know what? I give content to, but not consistently. But anytime I show up, the content is so qualitative, people like, people comment. But then they don't see me again. So she's not growing, she's not earning. But me, I show up every day. And the reason why is this, it's not because of, say, you want to show up every day. The algorithm,
yes,
the machine learning that drives all the social media platforms, they favor quantity over quality. So let me give you an example. This is, I heard this from a guy who used to work in Facebook. The guy said that if, let's say, Facebook has 100 people on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the algorithm is designed to show on your feed one piece of content.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you drop one piece of content each. That's 100 of you.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says you have a 1 over 100% chance for your content to be seen.
Mm.
Now, but if all 100 of you, everybody dropping one piece of content, but you drop 10. So you have a 10 good of your content. You say, see, there's a science behind it.
Yes.
So when you understand this, nobody will tell you, understand that quantity is way, way better than quality. In fact, the more quantity you do, the graph begins to spike in quality.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's about it.
This, what you just said now, just buttress. I listened to a podcast this morning. The name of the podcast is B2B Growth. And they were interviewing a guy who has been able to grow his LinkedIn page significantly. Why, how he grew his page. Mm-hmm. And this same question I ask you. And the guy says, quantity, quality. Now, what he would advise is just make sure your content is a bit around average and above average.
Yes, not super quantity. Yeah. Just let not be dumb.
Yes.
Good.
Around average and above average. Good. Then once you get that, make sure that your quantity supersedes the quality.
That's it.
That's what he said.
That's it.
And he went on and explained that because what you are thinking that is quality might not really be quality to someone out there. Meanwhile, you spent 1 week to prepare that post.
Awesome.
Thinking
awesome.
You are bringing the super
awesome.
Content.
Awesome.
And someone out there might not really see. But when you bring out large number of content, you have that bigger chance of getting people to say, okay, I like this one, I don't like this one. Because when you're creating content, you don't know the one that people will like most.
Awesome.
So it's just the same thing.
And the thing is that quality is relative.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is relative to your target, what is quality content to your target audience may not be quality content to somebody
another
else.
Another person.
So you stop bothering yourself. Quality is relative. So that you don't bother yourself about this whole quality. Be good, but hey, it's relative as well, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So another thing I noticed you do so well is getting a lot of job done. Okay, so getting a lot of job done. So I was wondering, in a busy world like this, how do you manage to get your productivity level so high? How do you manage to do that? How do you do it? Can you just share with us?
Yeah, I think it's about priorities. See, tomorrow I'm going to ask people are coming for my webinar tomorrow a question. The question is, who and what are you not carrying with you to 2021?
Who and what
are you not carrying to 2021? Some people should not be carried with you to 2021. You know why? They are energy vampires. They suck your time. Some habits should not be carried with you to 2021 because they drain you. So for example, I barely watch television. Hardly. In fact, we just pay for DSC because it's Christmas period.
For the children,
hardly. Even my children now, because hey, there's internet for the most part. Hardly watch TV. Hardly. You get me?
Yeah.
Then I prioritize. I have a to-do. Like this morning now, before I went out to exercise this morning, let me show you my to-do list. So it's not like, see now, this is my to-do list for today.
Wow. Wow.
So I do this every day. Every day. I said I will cycle, I'll carry weight, I've done that. That's how I listen to two podcasts, I've done that. So I said, I'll pray with my family. I've done that.
Wow.
I said, I'll go and buy Lego for my son. So I'll go out and buy that later on today. I said, I'll make 2 sales calls. I've done the 2 sales calls already.
Wow.
Yeah. So I execute around my priorities. I execute, and I jealously guard those priorities. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's what makes me productive.
All right. So let's talk about your books again. So let me talk about the book before the latest one. That's 15 Simple Ways to Sell.
That's a bestseller.
I mean, I want to talk about that book. I really want to talk about it. Like,
that book sold so much and it's still selling.
So what's the secret? Is there any particular secret?
I found out that anything you focus on, you get energy.
Okay.
Energy moves towards focus. Any product, I mean, I focus on it. One, I believe the product is good. Two, I have goals and this thing is tied to those goals. So I drive it seriously. I think the reason why some people don't focus is that they do too many things at the same time. Too many things. Do you know I have only 3 goals this year?
Just 3?
No, I don't set many goals.
A lot of people have like 10.
No, I don't. 3. Last year was 3 and I hit all 3. You know what I did.
Yes.
And they are major goals.
Wow.
I have 3 major goals this year. Just 3. I don't do all those 50 goals. 3. I execute around those top 3.
Oh my God.
My key priorities.
I mean, please, if you are watching this on Instagram and you don't have 15 simple ways to sell anything to anyone, please get a copy for yourself. And if you are listening to this podcast, I will put link to get it in the description of this podcast. Click on that link and I will put the link to the new book, Irresistible, on the description. Click on it, get the 2 books. The first one I talked about is 15 Simple Ways to Sell Anything. That book is something else. Now, one thing is, initially, one would think, okay, maybe because he's a salesman, he knows how to sell it. All right. That's why people, because I've been in an event where a lot of speakers went on stage after speaking, they didn't sell books.
Yes.
Then I've seen it a lot of times. Then
somebody said the money comment. George, you want the new book?
Yeah. So the speaker, the other speakers, they went to the stage, they spoke, and they couldn't sell their books.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, a book is not going to sell today. But after you finished your session, the whole hall, it was overwhelming how people rushed. So, and someone might think, okay, maybe he's a salesman, that's why he was able to sell it. But then, after that, I remember that a lady who came from Ghana, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about one event by, I think, women. Yeah. So, a lady who came from Ghana to Nigeria to attend one of the events we went to then, she, after purchasing like 5 coffees for herself, Ghana, she ordered more.
Yeah.
So which means it is not about you being a good salesperson that sold the book.
Quality of the book.
It is the quality of the book.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't quality, people wouldn't be rushing for it. Okay, so what should people be expecting in this? I mean, for those who have not seen the latest book, what and what should they be expecting from the latest book?
Okay, from the latest book, I think what different, you know, you even wrote a chapter in the latest book.
Yeah,
people should know that. We focus a lot on content. That's why we said write a book.
It's part of content.
We focus a lot on content marketing. We focus a lot on the mental triggers that make people buy. Because I give an example, speaking about selling book on stage, I use a law of scarcity to sell, to make a quarter of a million once last year in Abuja. Let me tell you what happened. So I went to Abuja with 50 copies of the book, 50 copies of the book. And I was selling a book for 5,000 naira. On the stage, after I've given them so much value, and I said, guys, I came with only 50 copies of the book. And the 50 people who come into my room, I will autograph it for them. On the spot, I made 250 grand.
In the hall?
Yes, because I said it's only 50. You remember? And that hall has over 200 people. So that's the law of scarcity at play. And I talked about it in the new book.
So only 50 copies. Hobbies.
In a now, hall of 250 people.
Now, this has to do with a lot of things. Yeah. Now, there is a lot of things that is playing inside, yeah, this, inside this one statement now. Only 50 copies. There are some words, some trigger words you use there.
Only.
Only.
Yeah.
Scarcity. Which means if you have to sell very, if you want to sell very well, you must understand copywriting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Writing. Yeah. So talk about copywriting. What can copywriting do to a business person?
A lot. A lot. Copywriting is sales on paper. What you tell someone to buy, let's say somebody buy, you wrote it on paper. That's copywriting.
Yes.
It's sales on paper, basically. That's what copywriting is. So it's a skill, and it's a learnable skill. And it has to do with human psychology, understanding human beings and how they think. One, and you want another thing that trigger people to buy. Number one is scarcity. Number two, people like to be seen, to people like to keep up with the Joneses. Because here's what I did to those. When I told them that I have only 50 copies left, and if you want it, come to the front of the stage, I will autograph a copy for you.
Mm.
So when you are standing in front of over 250 people, you are among the lucky 50. So there's a
feeling. So it's psychology.
Yes.
My goodness.
I don't know whether you've gone for all this launching. When the man will say somebody has launched,
yeah, exactly.
Someone will not come out again. I'll launch it. These are human,
exactly,
psychological triggers that make people buy.
Buy,
yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this now. We are in the world today. A lot of things has been disrupted by COVID-19. What's your advice? I mean, what can you advise salespeople, employed salespeople that are not really the business owners, salespeople that are employed? What can they do? Because we're talking about getting content.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that salespeople should start, you know, that's building personal brand anyways.
Mm.
But is it that salespeople should be encouraged to go into, you know, becoming more intentional about their personal brand, putting out content? What is it for you that you think can help salespeople to upsell or to outsell their competitors?
I mean, you just hit the nail on the head there, because we don't know the second wave of the lockdown is coming.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you're in sales, you can't really go to people's offices again.
Yes.
So you said it, content marketing. Mm. Positioning yourself as an authority.
Mm.
So let's say you sell paint.
Mm.
For a company, you want to start writing articles about
it,
do videos about paint.
Mm.
There's no limit to anything.
Mm.
There's a guy I follow on YouTube. All he talks about is coffee.
Hmm.
He just hits over, is it either 1 million subscribers?
Mm.
YouTube, they have sent him a plaque. All this guy talks about is coffee. Nothing else. He's selling coffee merchandise. He's selling all kinds of things. So, it's very simple mathematics and physics. Think about it.
Mm.
The internet has 4 billion people on it. There is no way, even if it's viral you are selling, you will not see at least 1,000 people that want to buy this viral from you. Think about it. If you're in a market of 4 billion people,
yes,
you must find people
that will need it,
that need what you are selling.
And they're all on
yes!
On the internet.
They're all on the internet. You must find people. If not, people like macaroni, they can't eat now.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes, just oink has made the guy popular. I'm rich.
Comedian. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. It's so true. I mean, putting out content is important, because from my own experience, I've had time where I was in a Zoom meeting with a client.
Mm-hmm.
And after the meeting, maybe I think after some minutes, like 30 minutes, I opened my LinkedIn page. I discovered that the guy whom I was in a meeting with, while he was in a meeting, he sent me connection requests, which means as I was talking to him, he went back and checked me out, and then like, okay, let me send connection request. I said, wow, okay, this is good. And that's because maybe there's something you say, he feel like, okay, it's like he's making sense, we can do something, let's check out who he is, if he is actually. So I think creating content is also good for sales people.
Yeah.
Now, just as we begin to wrap up,
okay,
what is the general advice you can give to salespeople, business owners, as we step into the year 2021? What do you think that, what would sales look like and how can they prepare themselves for what sales would look like in 2021?
I'll say to them, stick to the fundamentals. I'll share a story with you as we wrap up. I shared a story this morning with my WhatsApp page. It's about a basketball coach. They won the championship 7 times, back to back. Do you know what I mean to me?
Seven times.
Yes. And this coach, he would tell his... I told my children this story this morning. He would tell them, wear your socks well. These are champions.
Yes.
He would supervise the way they wear their socks. They now ask, okay, what's your problem? We are big boys now.
You're not supposed to be...
You guys see... If you don't wear that socks well, you may get blisters in your leg. If you get blisters, you can't perform well on the pitch.
Sure.
If you don't perform well on the pitch, it will affect my job.
Yes.
He says little things
as it goes
matter. Those are the fundamentals. If you stick to the fundamentals, the goal will take care of itself. So as a salesperson, bringing it back home to sales, what are those fundamentals? Make sales calls. I made 2 sales calls this month.
Sales calls.
Post on Instagram, post on Twitter, post on yours. Those are the fundamentals. And the goal will take care of itself.
Shikina. Because these fundamentals are things that if you do not do it, the big sales of whatever that
will happen
won't even come.
The fundamentals are not popular, they're not sexy, and nobody sees you when you're doing it.
Sure.
Nobody will praise you, say, hey, you're exercising, you know.
Sure.
Nobody will praise, but those are the fundamentals. No one will praise it that you called your girlfriend to check on her. But who will praise if you take her out to cinema?
To see, sure.
Are you seeing the other thing?
Yeah.
People like to do the things that people will praise them for.
For.
And not the fundamentals that will guarantee their success.
Their success.
Because if you stick to the fundamentals, the outcome will take care of itself.
Wow. All right, I must say thank you for honoring this invitation. So just before we call it a wrap, how can people, I mean, I know a lot of people in Nigeria, in Africa knows, but how can other people connect with you? What platforms
are... I'm basically on 3 platforms.
Okay.
So I'm over-indexing on those 3 platforms right now. Number 1 is Instagram.
Okay.
Number 2 is Twitter. Then number 3 is my newsletter.
Wow.
And I use the same thing. If you want to get my free newsletter, click on the link on my Instagram bio or my Twitter bio.
Awesome.
To get that. If you also want to get the book, my latest book, Irresistible, How to Attract, Retain, and Multiply Your Paying Clients, click on the link on my Instagram bio as well.
To get it.
So I want to say thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming to this show. I will also put the link to this book on the description below this podcast. Thank you for coming. I remain very grateful for blessing us with your wealth of wisdom.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for today, guys, on this podcast show.
Thank you, guys.
Till I come your way next time, my name remains Emmanuel Ejike. Bye-bye.
Bye.